Exhibitors at the AGOA Forum in the Gabonese capital, Libreville, are ready to take full advantage of exporting their products into the U.S. tax-free. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, is attending the forum and says more countries can benefit from AGOA.
We are working with those countries through our trade hubs and through consultations with American companies and trade ministers to try to increase the productivity of companies that are exporting to the United States, to increase the quality.
She says it's a long-term process and won't happen overnight. While this is an exciting time for the Gabonese leadership, the average person in Libreville doesn't know what AGOA is.
Personally, this is the first time I am hearing about AGOA.
Another resident says he hopes young entrepreneurs like him can get help.
It's always been difficult because banks around here do not give us loans or help us in any way. They don't take chances on us, so hope AGOA can help us with a solution.
Few African economies have taken advantage of the U.S. trade initiative. The Durban Chamber of Commerce chief executive says the trade partnership has helped advance South Africa's manufacturing sector.
South Africa has been able to grow the export of, besides the citrus, which are agricultural goods, we've been able to export an enormous amount of vehicles, parts, into the U.S. market.
But Whitney Schneiderman, a non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institutions, told VOA via Skype that there have been some disparities.
South Africa exports about $4 billion worth of products to the U.S. under AGOA, and I don't think there's another country that even reaches $1 billion. So I think it's really a challenge for the U.S. and for all AGOA beneficiaries to figure out how to take better advantage of the legislation.
But while economies of countries like South Africa have grown, other African leaders have said their countries lack the skilled labor and infrastructure to take advantage of AGOA. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington. 更多听力，请访问51voa.com.